This morning's gospel is a very familiar one to us, and it's a very graphic. These two disciples is after the resurrection, and they didn't understand all of this, what was happening in Jerusalem. And they came from Jerusalem, were on their way to Emmaus. And so they were discussing the things that had happened, you know, earlier in the week, and they were puzzled by it. And they were very disappointed because they expected someone to come and redeem Israel, some great figure or leader. But in the past, the prophets preached that about the coming of the Messiah, but they were killed and died. And so, but they put their hope in Jesus, but then he was also killed and died. So they were disappointed that the Messiah had not come. Of course, little did they know what was going to happen. See? And while they were discussing this, as they were going on their way to Emmaus, the stranger comes and joins them. Of course, the stranger was Jesus, but they didn't know it, huh? And Jesus knew what they had been discussing. He said, "How foolish you are." And then he recounted to them the scriptures, how the prophets had prophesied the coming of the Messiah, and, of course, that he was the one. And they got very enthused about all of this, very excited. This man, this stranger, was very interesting to them. He seemed like he knew what he was talking about. So they came to Emmaus, and they had enjoyed the conversation so much, so they asked him to stay with them. So he did, and it was in the breaking of the bread that he disappeared. And it was then their eyes were opened. Then they knew that this was Jesus the Christ. So the journey of the disciples is also our journey. It's a journey of faith. We also have doubts. They had doubts. We also have doubts. And it's in the scriptures that somehow God reveals himself to us, and mostly he reveals himself in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. They saw the light. So it's in the Eucharist, and you know, it's a mystery of faith. So we can't organize it. It's this mystery that we live each day. But it's in the Eucharist, by rubbing elbows with one another, that God reveals himself to us. It's in community. And I've said this before, that we are transformed in community. We're not transformed alone. Private prayer is important. It sort of prepares us. It disposes us. It disposes us to be open to God's word, to God's revealing himself to us. But it's in community, in the Eucharist, that being together, that somehow God reveals himself to us. And this is the mystery. This is the importance of the Eucharist. This is why we consider it very important. We come to somehow open ourselves to God so that God can reveal himself to us. Because it's only in talking to one another. And this is even true in ordinary life. You know, when we have problems, it's always good to talk to someone else. We bounce our ideas off of someone else, and somehow we become enlightened. We find our own answers. But it is in talking to other people that somehow we ourselves are enlightened. And so in the Eucharist, by worshiping together, being together as a people, people of God, as community, that God, hopefully, will reveal himself to us.